Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. With this program today, we begin our second year in the broadcast of A Burning Fire. And I want to present to us an important topic over the next 4, 5, and maybe 6 weeks, discussing the home. The home as God would have it. The home as it seems to exist in our country and society today. We want to talk about a Christian home. That's the home that God would desire. We want to study what the Word of God has to say about marriage, husbands, wives, children, all those matters pertaining to the home. You know, dear people, where we are on a journey is important. But we also recognize that the direction that we are going in this journey is also very, very important. What is the direction of the home? Well, let's first understand that the home is the basic unit of society. It's the source from which everything else comes. Our homes supply the people of the factories, of the schools, of the businesses, even of the churches, the government officials. The home supplies those who lead and those who teach, the doctors, the accountants, the engineers, the preachers, and all the rest. You see, the home is the spring of civilization, and society cannot rise higher than the spring from which it comes. The home molds the values and the priorities, the moral standards, the human relationships, just about everything else in society. Yes, it is a true saying that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Now that shows the tremendous influence of the home. Now we are aware that these lessons that we're going to talk about regarding the home sometimes seem to be very discouraging. We wish it was not that way. They are depressing to prepare and to deliver and to even study. But we think that things will be to be as they ought to be, will never become that way if we bury our heads in the sand and pretend, as it were, that all is well when all is not well. Now, the only ones who can be pleased, I suggest, with the direction of the family and the home in our country are those who are either naive, or they blinded themselves, they're ignorant, they're morally degenerate, possibly, they don't care, and those who seek the downfall of good things, and there are those like that. Now, this is not to contend that everything in every home is bad, but the direction of the home generally is bad. While marriages increase from 7 to 8%, divorces have increased from 65 to 75%. That's not good. Unmarried couples just shucking up and living together has grown between 150 and 200%. That certainly is not good for any nation. At the same time, children living with both parents is down 18 to 25%. Those living with one parent is up over 40%. And most of those who have lost the one parent, it's not due to death, it's due to divorce, or possibly it's due to the fact that the mother and father never married and the father just abandoned his responsibility and left the mother and the child. That's what we see in so many homes of our country today. That's the reason I say that there are many discouraging factors about the home. 60 to 75% of children under 5 years of age spend part of the day in some daycare facility without spiritual and moral training, while over half of the mothers in America have left their homes to earn money outside the home. Friend, that's not good. We even hear of what some call a 2-year marriage contract, We hear about suits that are called parimony. This is where one fornicator sues another fornicator after they have been committing fornicating for a time, just living together. Now, the so-called women's liberation movement and such organizations as the National Organization of Women, along with their push for the so-called Equal Rights Amendment, has been a major contributing factor to the disruption of society and the disintegration of the home. With over half of the children in some elements of society being illegitimate, that is, father and mother are not married to one another. The birth rate over the past 5 years among everybody has been more and more children whose parents are not married to each other. Now, friend, this is evidence of a disregard for what God has said, and that bears heavily upon any people and upon any nation. Now, let's understand something. The home is a divine institution, like the church. It's been designed by God. It began in the Garden of Eden. It has divinely given purposes and goals and responsibilities and privileges. Good homes begin with good marriages, one man, one woman, until death separate them. It involves God and Christ and the Holy Spirit, the Church, and the knowledge of the duties and privileges as are declared in God's Word. You see, the prime goal of marriage in God's eyes and in the home is to help one another get to heaven. When God is left out of these arrangements, the home cannot be and will not be what God expects and wants and as it ought to be. But when God is included and followed, the home is one of God's greatest blessings to mankind. As with the church and as with the nation, friend, the law of sowing and reaping is relevant. And because it cannot be repealed, that gives us cause for concern. Paul said, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Those that sow to the flesh shall reap corruption. Those that sow to the Spirit shall reap eternal life." Galatians 6, 7 and 8. Downgrading the home and the family, that's a result of sin. It's a result of false doctrines that are designed to protect those in sin. One gigantic factor on the increase of women leaving their domestic pursuits and the home for other pursuits is one of the reasons the home has been so weakened. There has been a corresponding increase in adultery, lawlessness, all manner of crimes, delinquent children, disregard for God and the church, a general decay and corruption of morality. And while this contention is not popular in our present society, friend, whether one accepts it or denies it, it's still the truth. And to shut our eyes to the truth is to simply to center ourselves to blindness that will destroy us. For the love of money, the desire for fame and for pleasure and for material things, people have sold their families and their homes, and not just their properties. Each woman who pursues employment outside the home at the neglect of the home should ask whether she does so from need or from greed. Every man that abandons his responsibility to those who are members of his family, he needs to look at himself and wonder, what does God think of me? Now, we hear now and again someone who say that the church is losing her young people. Friend, that's not entirely accurate. The losses of the young to the church, that's the result of the home losing the young. You see, the church is unable, except in rare instances, to overcome what the home is doing to the young. The home is God's design for the training ground of children. Train up a child in the way that he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it, Proverbs 22:6. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, Ephesians 6 and verse 4. A lot of parents are neglecting those responsibilities. We need parents like Abraham, as taught in Genesis chapter 18 and verse 19. God said, "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household, and they shall keep the way of the Lord." Now, that's the way the home ought to be. You see, many parents are leaving the training of their children to somebody else, and the result is the children are receiving little spiritual training. Their houses are not much more than just filling stations that are occupied by strangers one to another. The ability to communicate has almost been ruined by a worship at the altar of television. Priorities are being set by the most godless in America, and even by some, through television among those who profess to be Christians. Values are perverted because of what people are hearing and what they're seeing. And oh, the ruination of the home through alcohol. Special mention is necessary on this theme because alcohol is probably the worst plague in our land. Do you know that drinking alcoholic beverages is producing more and more alcoholics and is America's number one drug problem? Did you also know that most young people learn it is proper to drink from what they hear and see in their home more than any other influence? What fools parents are who drink. While the homes are beleaguered with runaway children and child abuse, abortions, incest, suicides, murders of children, still parents neglect the spiritual and moral training that it is a God-assigned duty to provide for their children. So many children are allowed to reach physical maturity, never having been taught self-discipline and tolerated in self-indulgence. You know, the most frustrated people on earth are those who have failed to meet the responsibilities of life because they never learned the difference between right and wrong. They've never learned to make decisions according to the will of God. Many children learn disrespect for authority by being allowed to display disrespect for parental authority in the home. Parental pursuit of selfish ambitions, that is the root of a lot of the problems that are burying many young people. Far too many parents do not provide the time and the energy and the patience and the knowledge and the guidance enough to rear their own children. They are too busy chasing money and sometimes chasing other people. Well, we're going to drive down a peg here in our preaching on this subject this morning. We realize that there is a sin that's attributed to Eli, and he did not restrain his children. And that's the same responsibility that parents have today concerning their children, that many are neglected. Well, we want to talk some more on this subject tomorrow. We're going to talk about divorce. We're going to talk about some of the things that hinder the proper upbringing of our children, and those things that are disrupting the home. Yes, we're going to be studying about the home for the next 4, 5, 6 weeks. We hope that the home will be enough of interest to you to want to share the things that we studied together from the Word of God on this God-given subject. But in the meantime, just remember, this is a burning fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.